This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
And now, introducing to you, the positive film buff,
Levi Patton.
He's positive. Positive. He's positive. Positive.
I'm Levi Patton, that's the name. And of course, I prefer to be known as the positive film buff, the only film buff in the world that is unable to hate any movie or even see flaws with it. That's my name. Well, it's December in Australia now, and that means this is the season to be jolly. Christmas is coming, families are getting together, giving presents to each other, feasting on lots of magnificent food, watching a lot of Christmas lights in many streets, and witnessing many people performing carols in famous concerts in Sydney and in Melbourne. Yes, it's truly set to be another jolly season. But in the midst of all this jolliness, there's an event that will take place this month and, in my opinion, is an even bigger event than Christmas and is liable to be the number one item for Christmas. The premiere of the last must-see movie event of 2019, Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. Yep, on December 19th, the final ever Star Wars movie will be released, and I am truly looking forward to experiencing it. I've been such a fan of Star Wars since I was a small boy, watching the two previous Star Wars trilogies over and over, playing several Star Wars-related video games, watching several of its TV shows. But the biggest thing this great franchise has ever done now was create a new trilogy of movies that continue the story after the original trilogy, episodes 4, 5, and 6. And Disney was the surprising choice of studio to aid the studio that created Star Wars from the very beginning, Lucasfilm, in creating this new trilogy. So, to celebrate the upcoming release of The Rise of Skywalker, I'll be spending the first two Fridays of this month talking about the first two installments of Disney's Star Wars sequel trilogy. Let's begin with its first installment, Star Wars: The Force Awakens. When it was first announced, my mind was just oozing with excitement at having the chance to see the greatest film franchise come back to the big screen. And when I saw this movie on its first midnight showing with my brother Cody, oh boy, seeing this film was probably one of the greatest ever experiences I ever had in the cinema. 30 years after the defeat of the Empire, the galaxy is now being threatened by a new evil force known as the First Order, led by the sinister warrior Kylo Ren, and the First Order is more than determined to finish what the Empire started, which is taking over the galaxy and eliminating anyone that stands in their way. Only a new band of heroic fighters known as the Resistance, led by the former princess-turned-general Leia Organa, have the skill and nerve to protect the galaxy from the First Order's evil wrath, while attempting to find Luke Skywalker, the legendary Jedi who has been missing for several years. A droid in the Resistance, BB-8, has a piece of information that could lead to Luke's whereabouts, and the droid soon comes across two different people on the desert planet called Jakku, a young scavenger named Rey, and a former First Order stormtrooper named Finn. Both Rey and Finn are drawn into the adventure to get BB-8 back to the Resistance before the First Order can get them first. And the two eventually gain the help of war heroes Han Solo and the Wookiee Chewbacca. Together, the unlikely group of heroes, along with allies old and new, including Leia, C-3PO, a great pilot named Poe Dameron, and a mysterious alien named Maz Kanata, attempt to fulfill each of their respective goals while stopping Kylo Ren and the First Order from achieving theirs in one heck of a battle that will determine the fate of the galaxy. The entire film, directed by J.J. Abrams, has delighted and amazed me in so many ways even I could not imagine. Firstly, the story is extremely magnificent, and it has all the makings of a great Star Wars movie and a great action-packed adventurous blockbuster. It has a lot of action, it has a lot of humor, and it has a lot of emotional depth, the right amount of elements to make such a great, exciting movie. While it has all the things that make a Star Wars movie, it adds in a couple of new ideas as well, ideas that would go on to be expanded more in the next film, and hopefully the upcoming third as well. It creates a lot of new, well-developed storylines for original characters like Han Solo and General Leia, and adds in a lot of interesting new characters too, each of them all interesting in their own amazing ways. Rey and Finn especially are not the type of strong, heroic characters that Luke Skywalker was in Episode 4. They both come from different places, and both of them don't appear to have fully developed skills inside them, but as they go on this adventure and become determined to succeed in their goals, they begin to learn something about themselves they haven't before, and heroic skills and powers soon awaken inside them, to the point where they could actually become the ones that could save the galaxy from the evil of the First Order. Speaking of which, the film's villain, Kylo Ren, is such an amazing character, because while he does do a lot of evil things, his motives and personality is not like all the other villains. All throughout, Kylo Ren has such a complex and conflicted side, a more three-dimensional character, and his character development combined with his role as the primary villain of the film probably makes him actually the best character in the entire sequel trilogy, and in my opinion, a much better villain than Darth Vader. To put it simply, the entire story and its fresh ideas are also amazing and are executed with wonderful direction and an amazing sense of epic scale. The action sequences are extremely exciting and amazing, both the battles on the planets and in outer space and the lightsaber duels. These action sequences are just as spectacular as all the action scenes in the other Star Wars films. The special effects are also dazzling, combining amazing CGI effects with the old special effects from the original trilogy, including practical effects, real sets, and puppetry. They all meld together brilliantly. Also brilliant is the music score composed by the legendary John Williams. He never strikes out when it comes to music scores. And the ensemble cast all deliver A-grade solid performances. The original actors like Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Anthony Daniels are just as amazing as they were in the original trilogy. The new actors portraying the good guys, Daisy Ridley as Rey, John Boyega as Finn, and Oscar Isaac as Poe, are equally fantastic. Adam Driver delivers such a spectacular villain as Kylo Ren, and other actors like Lupita Nyong'o, Andy Serkis, Domhnall Gleeson, and Gwendolyn Christie each give memorable presences as their respective characters. In the end, Star Wars The Force Awakens is a truly amazing movie. It not only fulfilled its goal of bringing the greatest film franchise back to the big screen, but I believe it made it better and grander than it ever was before. With a story, characters, performances, action, visuals, music, and emotional depth all reaching to the levels of amazing. It's so amazing, it's practically the best film of the year 2015. And every time I prepare to rewatch this film, I always get the same level of excitement that I had when I first saw it on its first ever showing. And believe me when I say that everything you experience in this film is true. The excitement, the amazement, all of it. It's all true.
Today's world is more competitive, challenges are more complex, industries more rapidly changing, employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.